Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have another fantastic episode on three creators we are revisiting. That is Corpse.
All right, we're going to go take a picture of the thing that just murdered our friend.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, we got to get a photo or a pic or it didn't happen. Right,
what do we get, like $5 for that? We can buy a f***ing Little Caesars pizza with our friend's death.
Valkyrie.
I don't know any of the other words to that song. All I know is a bucket and a mop. And WAP, WAP, WAP. I don't know the words. What does WAP stand for? Oh, that's what that, ew, gross. I didn't know. Oh my God, I just Googled what WAP meant. I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I didn't know what it meant.
Anne Ludwig.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8 days straight of being live has been achieved today. I am Ludwig, the host of the Subathon. Just a quick update, physically just fucking built a bit different.
So I thought this would be a really fun episode because so much has changed in the past few weeks and days with these creators. So I thought it'd be super important to revisit them and have a fun Where Are They Now episode. First off, Ludwig. So Ludwig has in the past, I think it's been almost a week at this point, 2 weeks almost, has been streaming. And now you may say, Mac, you know, Ludwig streams every day. What do you mean? How is this any different from normal content? I mean, this hasn't changed a bit. Well, you see, the thing is, not only has he been streaming every day, he has been non-stop streaming. Ludwig has been doing a subathon. So for those who don't know, the concept of a subathon on Twitch is what happens is if people donate, they make the clock go longer. So if you donate subs, the streamer will then stay live for a longer amount of time. You donate like 5 subs, that's like 1 minute in some cases. So, you know, that's 1 minute added. And this is obviously to generate more subscribers for the streamer. But in Ludwig's case, his is uncapped. So what this means is that people can just keep donating and donating and donating and donating. And then it gets to the point where he's been going, I think, like 10 days at this point, non-stop live streaming. So yeah, that is where he is at. And the good that has come out of that is he is currently the number one most subscribed person on Twitch. As I said last week in my Ranboo episode, go listen to that if you haven't. I said it was Ranboo, but things have changed as roles have been reversed. And now, if I'll go look right now, Ludwig is at the top with 117,000 current subs.
100,000 subs. Admittedly, 40,000 of those are gifted subs. But 60,000 individual people at one point in their life dropped to Prime or Raw Tier 1. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate it. That's a lot of goddamn money. And I want you to know I'm going to spend it wisely. Okay? I'm thinking a Rari. Maybe a baby Lambo to go next door, all right?
And that is ahead of Rambo, who is only at 65,000 now. So yeah, he's doing pretty, pretty great at the moment. And he's gotten there by streaming nonstop. Now, how do you stream nonstop, you say? That must be super tiring. He must have been, like, on so many energy drinks. How is that working? Is he switching in shifts with his different friends and fellow creators? No, he is not. He is sleeping on stream. He was showering on stream in a bathing suit. He is working out on stream. He's doing every single thing in front of like 30,000 people. You know, and it's been a lot. So literally he's been sleeping in this race car bed in front of a camera. And at times, while he is sleeping, he's been the most viewed channel on Twitch. Because what is really smart about this is, you know, how do you entertain people while sleeping? So what's been happening is his mods, for those who don't know, a moderator on Twitch is just a moderator of a chat. So, you know, someone says, a nasty thing or a slur or just is being stupid, the moderators will ban them. And they can also do things for the streamer that, you know, to the stream that they necessarily can't do all if the streamer's, like, in the middle of a game. Stuff like that, like changing the title and all of that. So his moderators, who he has a lot of since he's a fairly big channel and a fairly big pig most subscribed to on Twitch, have been doing almost like a podcast, taking a note from me over here, while he is sleeping. So all the mods will get on this Discord call, and they'll start talking while Ludwig is in bed. Now, at the same time that this modcast is going, there's also Media Share. Now, Media Share is a very fun thing that people do on Twitch sometimes, where basically you can pay money to play a video on the screen. And, you know, basically people keep each other entertained because they could just keep playing funny videos. So it's almost like a funny video compilation at the same time. But no, it takes... I can't even imagine the point that he is at. Sleeping in front of a camera is one thing. It's horrible too, but at least you don't really know. Showering, even a bathing suit in front of a camera, must be pretty awkward. Showering in a bathing suit is even awkward, I feel like, when you're alone. So when you're in front of a camera, that must not help. And not to mention he has to cook in front of the camera. Which, you know, as a bad cook sometimes, that might not be the easiest. But I'm pretty sure QT, his girlfriend, could cook pretty well, so she'll coach him through it. He has to work out in front of a camera. And I mean, it is one thing to, you know, go and play games in front of a camera. Like, sure, video games are something anybody can do. I mean, if you suck, oh, you suck. You haven't put that many hours in anyway. That kind of sucks. You may get made fun of. But working out in front of a camera, if you're just like an average, you know, man, just like an average, you know, Joe who goes to the gym, that's intimidating. And that takes a lot of guts to do because you probably have people commenting on your form, how much you're lifting, you know, if you're fit or not. So respect to him there. I think that's extremely hard to do unless you're like a full-on bodybuilder or fitness enthusiast. So since I think he's getting back into working out alone. So doing that in front of a camera is tough, but that shows how much you have no escape, man. No escape, no privacy. You are in front of the camera. And now the thing is, I said this is an uncapped subathon, which it was, but now he has had to cap it. You see, the problem is it's not that like he doesn't want to be streaming constantly, because I think he has the stomach to do it. You know, he'll go that long. You know, he won't back down. But the problem is you have this people who are he was waking up sometimes, and he went to bed and it was like 24 hours left, and he'd wake up and there'd be like 36 hours left because the amount of people who donated. But the issue with that is that he's afraid that people may be spending too much money. Because with the amount that some people have been gifting to the stream, this is one of the times I tuned in. He was talking about that, like, it's a bit worrying because you are not sure of, you know, the financial status of these people. So yes, they may have the amount of money to do it, but you don't know how much of that is needed towards bills, how close they are cutting it on food and other things, just, you know, to maybe entertain some people or, you know, get known. So yeah, I think he had a cap on like 200 gifted subs, which doesn't mean there's still no capped time limit, so theoretically 30,000 people in the chat could just, you know, each donate 200 gifted subs and keep it going. Or I think it's like 101 now. But that means that people can't overextend their money farther than they have. Because what happened, it would just like, you'd have like 30,000, like 29,000, 990 people, you know, sitting back in chat just watching this go on and say, oh, you know, keep going more, keep going higher. Maybe some people donate 5 subs. But then you would have these other, like this 10 individuals who would come in and donate like 100 gifted subs, 100 gifted subs, 300, 400. Just again and again and again, and that is a lot of money. So he's gotten a lot of money out of this already, so if you've gotten that out, at that point you have to like consider like, man, like what is this doing to my viewers? And it seems like he really cared about it, so that was nice to see. And I think that was the right decision, because you don't want people, for the sake of a meme, to lose, you know, maybe helping a family member or get kicked out of a place. So it's respectable that he did that.
My problem, people are spending too much money, and it's a bit uncomfortable. I want to curb the amount of money spent at a 100 gift sub count. Okay, Solution has a new problem. People might make alt accounts. Is people making alt accounts a worse situation to be in than people gifting too much money? I would say no. I don't think that's a worse problem to have.
The one really nice thing about this is just like an average viewer is that, like, you know, I don't know exactly people's stream schedules by the letter. A lot of times I'll tune into people I think are funny and stuff like that. But like sometimes I'll be like, what can I do for entertainment? I'm not seeing that much good on YouTube. You know what? I should see you streaming. And then I'll be like in my head, well, I know someone's streaming, so I'll just tune into Ludwig's stream. Like, he's always there. It's just a constant stream of entertainment that just keeps going. So it's funny. It's like a tap, basically, like a sink, like with tap water. You know, when you need some content, oh, just turn on Ludwig's stream. I know he's streaming. I know stuff's going to come out. So that's been really funny in this past week. Moving on, creators, we are next going to a bit of, we'll go Corpse next. Corpse. So Corpse has been doing a lot in the kind of the past, you know, month. He has continued to just be a figure beyond belief that is adored by many. You know, he's still playing Among Us with a lot of the boys, like Toast, and interacting with some of the more of the Minecraft crew, like Carl and stuff like that. So he is still a part of the community, and he's doing really well. Notable things that have happened to Corpse in the past few weeks. So, one, he was able to get on a Times Square billboard. So what happened is that the company Gymshark posted this post that says the most liked reply will get on like a billboard in Times Square. Kind of a good marketing advertisement, because more people saw the tweet probably than would have paid attention to the billboard for like an hour. Basically, Schlatt and Corpse battled it out. It was really funny. Schlatt wanted to put I Like Men. Corpse wanted to put stream his song E-Girls Are Ruining My Life. Corpse ended up winning, even though E-Girls already had 100 million plays, which is sick. And he was able to get on a billboard in Times Square, which I think Tina, who you may know from Among Us, and Carl visited. So that was funny to see. And it was really cool to see, you know, I don't know, a YouTuber in a traditional AdSense place, you know, where official ads happen, like the best of the best on business-wise. You know, you see Corpse up there, which is just kind of funny to see. And one of the things that is cool for Corpse is recently, I think it's in like the past 3 days, Corpse and a little person that you may know, you know, he's a smaller streamer, really. He's a smaller streamer, doesn't necessarily do well with the girls, what else? I mean, he's not that good at games, he has to pay his water bill.
What is up, guys? It's Sykuno here!
Yes, Sykuno and Corpse have met, which is actually insane. Corpse the other day, like about 2 days ago, posted on his TikTok a video of Sykuno. So basically, Corpse grabs a sweatshirt. He has merch now, if you guys didn't know. It's all sold out now, I think. But he grabs a sweatshirt with his hand, the only thing that he has revealed, and he pans the camera over and drops it in the hands of a waiting, mouth-covered Sykuno. And the fans just loved this and went crazy. I think Corpse had said before on someone's stream that he was going to hand deliver merch if he could to try to meet all of these friends he had made. But this is like a big, big deal because, I mean, I think everybody knows at this point that Corpse is a faceless YouTuber, and like, he's not faceless just in the sense of privacy. I think he's faceless in the sense that, like, you know, cameras actually kind of like make him afraid and stuff like that. Like, it's more of a serious issue. So to kind of be able to kind of put himself out there and meet someone and like show his face to someone, that definitely shows in a trust, an utmost trust between these two people. You know, these two people who we think are good friends, you know, because you see a relationship on YouTube and on Twitter, and you can only guess how close people are from, you know, how they're acting online. But you know, people can fabricate ideas, So when you see kind of like this, what looks like a really wholesome interaction come together, and see through the interaction of Corpse showing his face to Sykuno that, like, oh man, this is like a real like friendship. It felt really cool. It validated. Some of the videos that you had seen and the relationships that had gone on, which I really appreciated. And I think it was really cool. And I imagine it's definitely also a bit of a burden for Sykuno in a way. Because Sykuno is a live streamer. So that means, you can mess up in front of thousands and thousands, like 50,000 people in his case. And now he knows what Corpse looks like. So, I mean, you don't want to reveal anything. If Corpse hasn't revealed anything himself, you don't want to reveal tall, you don't want to reveal hair color, you don't want to reveal age. So now he has kind of been burdened with this information almost, and you got to make sure that you kind of keep it to the utmost secrecy to not reveal it to your fans, to, value the privacy and the friendship that you have. And I don't know, that's definitely a stressful position to be put in. So one way it shows trust, but I would also be, I think Ray mentioned this, I would also be kind of scared to give that. But cool to see that they actually went out and did it. I think that's pretty sick, like I said. And if you possibly want to get a bit of a more Corpse and like a less gameplay and more just kind of info and hear him just, talking about his life and stuff, a really interesting source would be Anthony Padilla. So Anthony Padilla, for those who don't, hopefully you should know if you're listening to a YouTube podcast. He's a former member of Smosh, co-creator with Ian. Hecox, by the way. I forgot his last name for a second, but co-creator with Ian Hecox. He left to make his own channel. And a lot of times he does, like, I spent a day with, and then he'll insert a group of people. I spent a day with, OnlyFans creators. I spent a day with people who have Tourette's. Different stuff like that. Just fun. I think like a year ago, he did one. He did, I spent a day with faceless YouTubers. And that included like Swagger Souls, someone else, and Corpse. And I am pretty sure that Corpse actually had his body on camera there. But he does one again where Anthony just does, I spent a day with Corpse husband, since I think they are kind of close friends at this point. And someone does a really cool thing where they kind of draw in Corpse. So it's almost like this animated-ish version of Corpse talking with Anthony. And if you want some just more general info on Corpse, I think that is definitely a great place to go, because I know a lot of people are searching out there for that.
The last time you were on here, that was the first time you were ever on camera, right? The first time you ever had cameras pointed at you?
Yeah, it was f***ing terrifying.
Part of me thought that you were not going to end up doing it because I know it was so nerve-wracking for you.
Dude, it was so scary.
Before we did that interview, you were like laying on the couch right outside, just like,
I didn't know that you saw that.
Like, I wanted to give you space, but I was like, your anxiety is not a joke.
Yeah, because I was last to do the interview, so I had longer to think about it.
And moving on, Corpse has been doing a lot of things musically too. So, a song that you may have heard of is a new song by Machine Gun Kelly. Machine Gun Kelly, like a very prominent artist, prominent rapper. A lot of people like his stuff, A lot of people like his stuff. And guess who is featured on that new Machine Gun Kelly song? It does happen to be Corpse husband himself.
Profanity warning, because if I edited out the swears, it would ruin the song.
But it killed me in the rain. Tried to lay me down and so I ducked and ran away. But it got up to my face. Now I'll fucking catch a case. When I find this motherfucker, then I lay on his grave. All these fucking rest of lights. I wanna know if I tell you a secret, will you keep it? I won't ever be the same. I bit the fucking apple, I'm surrounded by some snakes.
So yeah, that's really cool. Corpse husband did a song with Machine Gun Kelly. I think it's more Machine Gun Kelly did a song with Corpse, because it's featuring Corpse, Machine Gun Kelly's song. And it's really cool to see him start to branch into like more official music, because I think that is definitely still one of the channels that if you want to make like a good amount of money musically, you kind of have to be official. Although like YouTube stuff and independent stuff can still be done right, as many artists are independent. it's cool to kind of see him collab with some bigger artists like Machine Gun Kelly. I believe the song is called Daywalker. Now, I mean, not necessarily my preferred genre of music, but, you know, I think it's really cool that a lot of people love it. And he obviously knows what his fans like, and because a lot of them, I think, really, really love it and are really enjoying that collaboration. So I think that's just sick, man, just to make music like that. And he obviously seems really passionate about it. And you probably have to work closely with someone for a song like this. So to see Corpse kind of like, you know, probably going out of his comfort zone, that's sick. And I really applaud him for that. Now, you see, this is also a perfect segue. Now, you may be asking, Mac, how is this a segue? Well, you know, just follow it. So, there was a YouTube video posted, a music video, of Daywalker, with Machine Gun Kelly in it. And now, I just said, you know, it's featuring Corpse, so, you know, what is Corpse in the music video? Is it an animation? No, it's not an animation. Is it Corpse? No, Corpse would never reveal himself. What is it? Is it just, is he just not in it? Well, there is someone who represents him. Who is that person? That person was Ray. So, yeah, Valkyrie, preferably referred to for the rest of this podcast as Ray, because it's easier, is actually in the music video with Machine Gun Kelly. And she represented Corpse in the music video. She, like, you know, mouthed all his lines and did it in a really cool way. And she made a really sick vlog on it. And a lot of the fans just loved it.
Machine Gun Kelly actually released a song as well. They were supposed to release their music video, but it was too short, apparently. And Corpse doesn't want to be filmed. So MGK requested me, specifically me, which is crazy. I was like, what? Me? But that's today. So we just released a song, and now I'm going to be in a music video. And it's very weird that this is all happening.
Because it was so cool to see this person who was, like, super close with Corpse. Because, obviously, Corpse and Ray are part of Amigops, the groups with Sykuno, Corpse, Ray, and Toast. So it was cool to see them, you know, someone who was close to Corpse represent him. And I think Machine Gun Kelly, like, personally asked for Ray to do it. I don't know necessarily why, but it was definitely sick. And it's so cool to see. I think Ray probably go out of her comfort zone too and do that too, because I think it was really on the fly. Ray did a very cool vlog on it that was posted, I'll look at this point, a week ago, where she goes over like the whole last minute process of her getting called in, getting like these nails done that were really long and black, getting this like latex suit for this Corpse music video. So she went over all of that, explained all of that, show, you know, what happened in it, how his last minute interacting with Machine Gun Kelly, and it was super cool. And I think that Ray has definitely come to her own. I don't know if I recorded this before she was content creator of the year, but she is now. If you guys didn't know that, Ray is content creator of the year, and she is making moves. A lot of Among Us content is still coming out, but she has made a lot of other series that I liked. Her Uno video with Corpse, Sykuno, and Toast, and Migops was very funny.
Wait a second.
Oh my gosh, you're an actual
shrimp! You could do it, Ray! You could do it, Ray!
Are you serious?
You did it! You did
that
it, Ray!
That wasn't even satisfying!
You did it!
That wasn't satisfying! No, it was not!
But I planned it out.
That was a pity win! Oh my god.
I thought it was a cool, I thought it was a cool combo. I thought...
I feel like I had extra credit.
Do you think that was a real win, Ray?
That wasn't a real win!
Alright, Ray, you know, you're right. I was too nice last round. Here you go.
I also really enjoyed her Raft videos. So she has just been constantly creating good content these past few weeks, and I think she's been working on a long project as well. It seems she has finally caught a stride and just going. And to get back, I think that music video had a lot of views, so I want to tell you guys right now. It actually, because of Corpse and the right influence, it has... 8.8 million views, and it was only a week ago. So, yeah, that is really, really impressive. So, I think it's just super cool how well she's doing. I don't know, she's just one of the people I want to see do really well. I really like Ray. She's able to come at streaming with a fire, you know? She seems like she really puts 1,000% effort into everything she does, and she's got a lot more coming. On Twitter, she has spoken about another big project in the works that was sudden, so we may see something along the likes of, like, another Corpse music video pop in. I don't know how you're going to top that, but it seems like she was really excited and nervous about the next one, so she may just be on this roll and continuing. And I think she would be really great to do that. I've been trying to tune into a lot of her streams recently. And she did a bit of GTRP the past few days with Sykuno and one by herself. And they were really good. She's a really good streamer. She's energetic. She wants to keep things going. She's loud. She's not afraid, you know, to get into it. And I know I've said all this in the first episode I did on her, but I just want to repeat it. I think that she'll definitely come back again in Among Us with a bang. As the new map gets released, I think that she's gathered even more confidence in these past few weeks, just interacting with people. I mean, she's interacted with Machine Gun Kelly at this point, and definitely a lot of other people, so I think she's going to nail it when her time comes to be fully in the spotlight, and I think that's just going to continue. She's gathered almost a cult following at this point. And she's at an amazing point where I think she can succeed to the highest of some of the creators we have ever seen. She's been doing continually great on YouTube. Like, let's check how many viewers we have now. We'll do it live. She is at 52,000 viewers on her random day playing GTRP, which is super impressive. She's a great streamer, and I can't wait to see her grow. It's another fun outlet for her content. I've been watching a lot of her 100 Thieves, or just 100 Thieves videos in general recently. That recently brought on Austin Show, and she was a good actor in that.
Wait, you take it.
You're riding Corpse Husband's coattails, like, figure it out.
Riding the coattails of Corpse Husband? That stung a lot, actually. You know, that actually stung a little bit. I found that interesting. Oh, well, now 100 Thieves is riding my coattails.
And she's just funny and all the others. So I think she just has, you know, a super great route ahead of her for how she wants to take this. And I'm excited to see where she goes. Okay, I think that's going to be it for today on the Catching Up with Those We Have Talked About Before episode. So I want to thank you guys for all the support. Again, I say this every time, but it makes me so happy when I see a lot of the reviews left on. You know, I'm just going to give some shout-outs because I think you guys are sick just leaving nice reviews, and it makes my day, and honestly, people like it. You know, Rainbow Girl 346, these are all on iTunes. We have Wife Haver 6969, Daisy Cool Girl, FGGSDUJBV, Coilb. I don't know how you say that, but a bunch of fun people reviewed it, and I really appreciate the reviews and all the positive ones I get. And if you do leave a bad review, I would also appreciate some constructive criticism. So, yeah, thank you for all that. Also, Gold Games reviews also gave a positive review. Some are from a while ago, some are from recent. I just thought I would shout all of those out because I really appreciate that to the utmost. We also had really good retention, I think, on the Ranbu episode, so I really appreciate if you guys even get to this point. But it's unbelievable that people listen to this. I think it's just awesome. We have a TikTok now. I've been trying to, you know, get the podcast out more ways. So I made a TikTok, and I made Instagram. So we're releasing Reels and TikToks. I'm going to try to have these, like, small edited videos going out. So I hope you guys maybe see that, enjoy those. If you want to spread the podcast that way, if you love it, hopefully people will enjoy it that way. And hopefully there could be more people listening. I'm going to continue to try to upload on YouTube. The thumbnails just take a bit to make, so we're still a bit backlogged. But thank you guys so much. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.